Forever Dog.
Well, all right. Well, we're here. We're here and we're queer. It's Pride Month, and goodness gracious, are we having the time of our lives, Marie?
Are we having the time of our lives, Cindy?
Well, I was just talking to Andrew about it, and I'm just going to say this for the record, just a regular, kind of a blah Pride for me. Not going to lie.
Have you been going to Pride events? Because I think in order for you to have a good Pride, you got to do Pride things.
I mean, yeah, I've gotten some invites, but I don't know. It's a whole bunch of straight people coming to these Pride things.
Which Pride things are you going to?
Just parties that it's supposed to be queer, but the straights are taking over.
Too many allies.
Yeah, too many allies.
Too many allies.
Wow. Marie is an ally, but
I'm having a great Pride. I'm having a fantastic Pride. I don't know. I think that Sydney, maybe you got to put yourself a little bit out there more, but you're not really out there, friend. You're a different person coming out of the pandemic than you were going in.
Excuse me? Talk about it.
I mean, Sydney, let's be honest here. You were never home when we knew you in the years past. Yeah. And now you want to be home. So it's different. You have less patience for the things that you probably had patience for before.
Bitch, I have no fucking patience. I'm ready. I get there and I'm ready to go.
Right. So you can't say you having a bad Pride. You be ready to go when you get there. Yeah. You be like, well, let me schedule an Uber for 32 minutes from now.
No. That's not true. I think that I'm really going to do my best this weekend and really, you know, spread my wings. I want to dance. I want to, like, take pictures with hot lesbians and post it on my stories and be like, Pride!
What are you doing for Pride?
I don't know. There's a couple of things that I'm going to send you that
me as a straight ally to attend.
Yeah.
It just so happened that my best friend is straight. What do people want? And you said you might hook up with a girl this summer, so the door is open.
Right. The legs are open. What is this, a beet? A red juice?
A beet juice? A hibiscus lemonade. So, Marie, we went out last weekend. It was a good time. We were living it up, hopping and bopping and twerking and dipping.
What did we do last weekend?
Oh, maybe it was just me. I was running around.
Oh.
I was running around. Sorry.
Great. Gorge. Thank you.
For Juneteenth, I was like, I'm going to go out. I'm going to be out all day and all night.
Okay. Well, did you have a good black day in the middle of gay month? Or
I did.
Was it?
Yeah. Mm. Actually, that was the highlight of my Pride, Juneteenth.
Mm. Juneteenth was a good day. All the attractive melanated folks were out.
Yeah, so it's a win, but like the month as a whole, it just feels like the people who just came out are having a better Pride than me. And I just want to let you know that if you're listening and you just came out, don't worry, you're going to be 5-6 years in and then nobody's going to give a fuck about your gayness. They're not going to give a damn. You're going to be washed up.
Okay, Sydney, what equals a good Pride for you? Because you saying a lot of things, but you're not really saying anything. So what's a good Pride, babe?
It sounds like you actually are having a good Pride at home. Like you're just at home. You're just pride a happy lesbian. Happy lesbian at home. And that's good for you.
Hashtag Pride at home. That's me.
Nah, hashtag be gay, do crime. Sydney, what is this? What's peak Pride month for you, babe?
I mean, just more parties, more rooftops, more people like sliding in my DMs, more people just professing how amazing my stand-up is as a gay person. I'm not getting that.
Is that the meaning of Pride? Is that why Jesus died on the cross? For you to get DM compliments that you don't get those any other month of the year? Sydney. We gotta mute the microphone for the rest of the episode because you ain't saying nothing.
I'm saying everything, bitch. You just can't hear me.
No, babe, you can't. Because
I've been gay too long.
It's not. This has nothing to do with you being gay. You just want more attention. That has nothing to do with you being gay.
No, I think that is inherently month. That is inherently gay, wanting attention.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you.
Andrew, you like being the center of attention?
I've never felt more seen. I've never felt more seen. Thank you, Andrew. An ally.
Yeah. No, I love attention. Why do you think that I talk on this podcast?
and you receive Andrew. I do. It's Sydney Marie and Andrew.
I ran into a listener in the park last weekend.
What'd they say?
They said, are you Andrew from The Unofficial Expert? And I was like, yeah. And it was so funny. I didn't catch their name.
Were you talking?
No, I was just walking with someone.
Ooh. And then the person say, what the fuck is The Unofficial Expert? Well, I'm glad that you had that.
I got attention
very
during Pride
gay
Month.
Interaction yeah. Part yeah. That Sydney seems to be lacking. But Sydney, people give you love all day long. So I don't understand why you feel like you should get more of that for Pride. You're Everybody's true. Gay now.
It's true. I was in the village and I was in front of the cellar and three people recognized me and they told me how amazing I am. And actually a girl, I forgot her freaking name, but you know, if you came up to me, and you said, I bought sex lights because of you and you had amazing pants on. Who are you? Please step forward. Also, I met another girl who works at this vegan, this vegan restaurant, and she got me a croissant. She got me a croissant for free.
Oh, croissants are vegan? Cool. That's great. Good to know.
Yeah. Sorry, girl. It was not good, but I really am fortunate that you recognized me and that we had a moment. And I'll come back and I'll get something else, but you were fantabulous. Fantabulous. Thank you.
Everything you're saying now about what just happened this past weekend makes it seem like it's contradicting what you were complaining about at the beginning of the episode. It's just 7 short minutes ago, babe.
And that was the straight in me. I'm confusing.
Speaking of confusing, last week I was famously going through my quarter life crisis and very much just thinking, I don't, you know, all the things that you thought you were going to have accomplished by a certain time kind of haven't happened. But also I don't know what my goals are for the future. Like, I don't even know what I want to be when I grow up, if you will, right? And yesterday I went to a gala and I was like, this is what I want to be when I grow up. I want to be a socialite, okay? Very much like Sydney. I want to be invited to stuff. I want to get dressed. I want to take pictures for photographers that I'm like, are these Gettys? Like, that's what I want to do, I think, literally until I die. So like my good gay Christian cis Sydney, I too would like to be invited to more things. But things that I can get dressed up for, not things that people going to be wearing Birkenstocks at. Like, if it's going to be cash like that.
If denims are going to be there, yeah, you can hold that invite. Mind you, Marie, I have another invite. It's for a boat.
Oh!
It's a boat. It's a boat party. So, yeah, so I'm going to send it to you.
Whose boat?
It's somebody who's... Everybody's going. Joe Firestone is going.
Oh, Joe Firestone is going. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like an alt boat. It's not going to be Diddy's boat.
No. It's
Eric Andre's boat.
Here, I sent it to you right now. It's on the 3rd. It's a birthday party.
Okay, great. I love a birthday party on a boat. Yeah. Speaking of birthday parties on boats... Let's get into what y'all really want to hear today.
Yes, let's get into it, baby.
Sydney, you emailed it to me?
Baby. No, I texted to you. Oh. Wait, and Andrew, do you have any emails?
Oh, well, I got some emails too. People are sending them directly to me now.
That's crazy.
Because you have your email in the Unofficial Expert email button on their Instagram.
Oh, that's right. Because that's what we use to log in. Log in for me, sweetie. Right? Yeah.
Log in for me, sweetie. Okay.
Okay. Well, Andrew, we'll do the email.
Are the ones that you got long?
This one I'm looking at right now is not long. I mean, it might be long for you. I don't know.
Yeah, let's do the emails at the end.
Okay, I'll send them to you now, though.
let's bring in our motherfucking guest. Now, this is the most controversial guest we've ever had.
Spicy.
In unofficial expert history.
Drama.
Yeah. Didn't even think that it was possible. But Mm-mm. we have someone that is the biggest fan. Mm. The biggest fan that they would actually want to help us. Mm. Help us grow the pod mm-hmm. and work for F-R-E-E. Give it up for our, I guess, assistant expert. Give it up for Molly Levine.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here.
Hi, Molly.
Let me tell you.
Hi, Molly. You get to see how, you know, the magic is made.
Yeah,
being on this Zoom today.
Very exciting. I think that, you know what I will say? This is what I'll say. Is okay. that I think that anybody who has a favorite podcast, their dream, even if they're like not into like comedy or whatever the podcast is about, their dream is to be on the podcast. And so I'm accomplishing a dream right now. You guys are making dreams come true right now.
This was on the vision board for 2021?
This literally was on my vision board for 2021. I'm not kidding. Mm.
Can you show us the board?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not kidding. It was over there. I just took it down. Otherwise, I'm not kidding. Your faces were on my vision board.
We're making white women's dreams come true? Look at the unofficial expert.
What is this? What is this, Disney World?
Wow.
I can't believe it.
Didn't think it was happening, but it was happening.
Well, that's why I wanted to work for free, is because I felt bad.
Yeah, you're very persistent.
The guilt, the white guilt.
Andrew is like rare. He said you were very persistent.
I'm sorry, Andrew.
I heard that email and I'm like, I won't go any further.
No,
I'm
Andrew,
gonna clear my name.
Andrew, we would love to hear your thoughts, and then Molly, you can clear your name, and then we'll jump into some.
Right. I was not there the episode that you read Molly's email, and so I was just listening to it. Had like a lot of thoughts while I was listening to it. I'm just like very.
What's your thoughts?
I was just very concerned, Molly. You're obviously here to clear your name. I'm just like concerned about like working for free. That is a reddest of flags, I think.
I have a lot to say on this.
He said the Red Sea, honey. This is the Red Sea.
And also, you know, you say in the email, I believe that you make reference to not wanting to like boost like your stand-up career, but you are a stand-up, so you would be boosting your career in the process.
Okay, I have so much to say. May I clear my name?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for having me on here, giving me this platform to clear my
name. Yay! You know what? Potential assistant.
You know what I have to say is that like. Okay, first of all, have you guys never heard of a free intern before? Like, I am in college, and I will take money if you're willing to pay me. Obviously, I will take the money, okay? I'm not stupid. I'm not crazy. But I understand. Also, sorry, I'm interrupting myself because
It's okay. Take your time. We have time.
Okay, you know what? First of all, to the listeners... who really turned on me in 5 seconds. I used to be one of you guys. And then the second I send in an email, get a little cheeky in this email, they turn on me. And I was appalled. I was very sad. I'm very Molly, self-aware. Molly, yes, Marie?
I'm going to let you finish. But you said I used to be one of you guys.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We love to see it.
I am crying. I used to be one of you
Okay,
guys.
No, I'm still one of you
I used to
guys.
Be on
Sorry.
Your level.
Let me level myself.
The third lead singer.
Marie, let me upgrade you.
Marie, do not throw me under the bus like that. You know they're all going to come for me now.
Andrew, this is where the clip is. The clip is here. This is the clip,
no.
babe. This is the clip.
No, guys. Okay.
Molly, no. Stay strong
no,
in your confidence.
Right. I'm unapologetic.
You are here.
I'm here. Okay, yeah, that's the thing is I think the listeners are jealous that I made it this far. And I'm not trying to turn them against me more. But what I will say is that, yes, I am weird. I'm very weird, but I'm self-aware. So I, Sydney can back this up. I literally was like, the first time I talked to Sydney, I was like, I'm not trying to be creepy. And you were like, don't worry, I'm creepy too. I remember you said that. Cause I was like, okay.
All right. Now you're using my words against me. Oh my
God. I was going to say, yeah, I'm not taking creepy advice from Sydney. Sydney's like, everyone's weird. Let's all hang out and share a bed. You say, I'm not trying to be a creep. All I see is creep. I'm like, oh, this person. You said you had our faces on your vision board. In my brain,
okay,
I'm
don't be mad at me, little, Marie.
In my room, I'm imagining, in my mind, I'm imagining you had a little room like Helga from Hey Arnold that had our faces
on. Stop. You know that. Okay, guys, obviously.
We are celebrities.
You guys are celebrities. Thank that's, you. That's my final point that I will make. Mm-hmm. It is fucked up that your listeners don't think that you guys are famous enough and that you guys don't think you're famous enough.
Ooh,
that
turn
you have
on them. Turn on
such
them.
A big fan such as I who okay because I was very concerned that you think I would try to single white female you guys. I right, already yeah. thought about all of this because I am self-aware. Okay, so
what
I did
you, what did think, you think about you thought about single white femaling?
No, I was just like worried. I was like, I don't want them to think I'm like a creepy girly who's trying to like steal their like material and stuff. Like I
and
understood.
Wigs.
And
if wigs. We see you, if we see you in
I will
some cornrows, if I see you in some box braids, Molly,
Sydney,
I'm pulling
stop.
Up and it's on site.
I would
it's
never
on site.
Stop
okay,
it.
I just, all right. So Molly, I have a question. So you're saying you never went to Jamaica on a family
no.
trip and you've never worn those
the
little
Bo-derricks. No,
the Bo-derricks?
No, no. Okay. I right. will like I'm not gonna say I don't have like I probably have something creepy in my past that's like all
let's
white
get
people
into your
do.
Past, babe.
Oh,
yeah, let's
no.
get into that.
Let's do that, Molly.
So Molly, you said you're in college. Tell us where you're from and
yeah.
where you live now.
Okay. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. It's just kind of a loaded thing to say. Mm-hmm. Kind of a loaded place to say you're from. But I moved to the Big Apple. Here I am. I live in New York City. I go to a college. I honestly would hate to promote them because I don't like going there.
So then don't promote them.
I'm not going to promote them. If you know me, you know where I go to college. If you look on my Instagram, you'll see where I go to college.
She said, Google me, sweetie.
Google is
free. Said, Google me, sweetie. She said, I used to be one of you guys, but now you can
shut
Google
up.
Me, sweetie.
Yeah.
Marie, you're trying to turn them against me. I will not stand for this.
I'm just repeating what you said.
No.
Highlighting.
But,
yeah.
but also you have to stand in your truth
right.
and if you are like I've made it this is
you're
where
right.
I'm at you have to be
guys,
accepting
in,
of that
in
that's
my
fine.
World this is like my like Broadway debut right now in my world mm-hmm. I'm mm-hmm. serious I'm for real
and that's what makes me uncomfortable you are serious and you're
well
for
okay
about it, and it's like sis
but Marie like why aren't you taking that you should accept that compliment that's a compliment
it can be a compliment but I have decided that the way that I die is by a fan murdering me. Very Selena. I'm not saying you, Molly. I'm just saying I've decided that in my mind,
okay, if this
that
is
my
decided,
fate. That's
I
my
can't.
Fate. Someone is going to be like, oh, Marie, and I'm going to be mean to them because I'm not going to know them really that well. And then they're going to circle back in a couple of weeks and be like, I gave you X amount of hours of my life. So you being this is triggering for me.
I'm sorry.
Well, we have to. Well, what we do is we're definitely gonna like file up some kind of like NDA, and we got to get a contract.
Yeah, of
going.
Course.
Oh, Sydney, you already offering jobs.
Wait,
we
yeah.
We haven't even. You haven't asked a single question.
We're in the middle of the interview.
Sydney, I need you to set your phone. Throw your phone across the room because you're not. You missing it. You're missing.
I said, babe, you're hired. You said I'll work for free. You're in.
Yeah, that's why I said I will work for free. Again, what? I will take any money you throw my
okay,
way.
Okay, but the thing that really stood out to me is that legal? Because I think you're in school right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
How old are you, Molly?
I'm 21.
Okay.
Oh, she's an adult.
I'm an adult.
But she knows. Like,
okay, so like you could get like a free internships, but you would also like want college credits, I would
right.
imagine. Right.
Sure. I don't care. We could do it through my college. But again, I don't want to. I mean, we could do whatever you guys need to do to make it legal.
No, but like what I'm concerned about for Sydney and Marie is that, you know, down the line, you seem very trustworthy right now. But like, okay, you're doing this like you could do like an expose later on. I cannot believe that Sydney and Marie made me do all this free work. You know, I wasn't compensated at all. And then you could tarnish their name. I don't
know. Sure. Sure, I could do that. Would I do
sure.
that?
Alex, listen. Sure. Let me talk about.
I should have stood up for myself.
Andrew puts the A in ally, bitch. He came prepared. He said, "Oh no." And you know what? Andrew was just like, "How come you girls didn't ask me for help? I'm here." I was like, Andrew, you are booked and busy and blessed.
That's what I was thinking when I was.
You have 14 podcasts.
That's what I was thinking when I was listening to the episode. I was like, okay, wait, why didn't they just ask me? But then, of course, Molly, you got to the free part, which I, you know, it's not something that I'm considering. But if it works for you, babe, I guess.
Okay, let me see. I got...
I will pay. Like, if you guys pay me, I would love that. I'm not going to say I would.
Okay, sis, don't be... But, I'm trying to get back.
That's not. No, you're so right. Yeah. You're so right.
You came up talking about free, and now you're like, right. Nah, I'll take some money. No.
I'm just trying to say...
You said you was going to give us money to be our assistant.
That's what you
pay
said.
Pay me what you owe me. Don't act like I forgot.
I did not say that. I said that I will bring you a lot of revenue, because I've already brought you a lot of revenue.
Excuse me?
How you
want me to... Oh, because you got some friends to come to our raggedy-ass shows? Okay, Molly, I see how you throwing it back in our face.
That's a red flag.
No.
Somebody sent us an email. Somebody sent me an email. And the name of the subject is Assistant Red Flags.
Stop it.
Jesus.
I'm going to read a little paragraph.
Hold on.
I try to be vulnerable for five seconds.
No, no.
We're going to let you, you know, rebuke or rebut or whatever the word is here. I'm not saying there's anything suspicious about Molly, but the personal assistant is a high trust position and anything can happen. Blackmailing, selling Sydney's worn panties, etc. You know, it already, as you discussed it in regard to Ben Affleck and the Kardashians. Spilling tea gives some people the 5 minutes of fame they are desperately chasing. It gives me some bad vibes of adjacent to fame, Johnny Dragon. I understand wanting to be friends with you because I too listen to the podcast, but it might end up being an unhealthy work environment. Next and more realistic issue is Molly not being experienced enough. She did have volunteering experience, but it doesn't necessarily mean she will be a good assistant. She will absolutely learn how to be a good assistant with patience and proper guidance. It will take your energy and not be worth it in a short time. Furthermore, the assistant should be paid because working for free is exhausting. I have volunteered before and it's hard to do it consistently and long term. And that's why there's usually a team of volunteers. So they saying that we need more Mollies.
Yeah.
Thank you, Selena.
Okay, I have friends.
Selena, aptly.
No, Molly. Molly says she got friends. It's giving Ocean's 13. It's giving.
Yeah. Well, Molly pulled up to the show with like 7 friends and sat in the front.
So that's why you offered her the job, Sydney Washington?
I mean, she was just saying, like, I support y'all. I have a team. Y'all. I have a team of people who are ready to buy tickets.
Yes, I do.
Wait, and bring revenue.
Is that the revenue that you're talking about?
Yes. Okay.
How many shirts did you buy?
How many shirts?
Oh, merch.
You guys are selling merch? Since when?
Look at Andrew's face.
Red flag. You don't know that we're selling merch, babe?
Well, okay, wouldn't that be creepier if I knew every little detail about you? You guys are like really the...
No, baby. You came to 2 shows.
The arguments are going...
No.
I came to 3 shows.
You came to 3 shows and you said you're bringing us revenue, but yeah. Sis, that's like barely the Verizon bill for me.
Molly, you knew what you were getting into.
Oh, I knew what I was
going
to get to.
You knew what you were getting into.
Just stomped on. I was
scared. No, we're not stomping. This is how you know we like you. One, we brought your ass on here. Two, it's all fun. It's all fun and games.
I know. Yeah. I told you guys you can roast me. Like, I don't care.
Molly, have you ever stolen anything?
I mean, of course. We have all shoplifted.
Yeah.
Tell us what you stole. No. Off the record, I would sustain. I'm not saying on the pod in 2021 everybody has shoplifted. We're not doing that. Not here.
Why, Sydney?
I don't need them to pull up this and have clips and no.
Sorry, of all the things that have ever been said on this podcast, that's the thing that you
draw
on the line.
Yeah,
I feel like also who would pull up saying everyone is shoplifted? Everyone has shoplifted.
Yes.
I've never shoplifted.
You've never stolen some gum from the supermarket?
No.
As a kid, I never took
candy
from
nowhere. No, I would never be able to live with myself.
You never.
Why? It's a big corporation. It doesn't matter.
Well, even as a child, I just don't want to. I don't want to get caught. The ramifications. It just seems too large.
Ramifications.
Damn,
Andrew, you are a white man.
I know you
okay,
are.
Okay, what ramifications?
Wow, you called him a pussy, man.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm too comfortable.
She's really
God, Molly.
I'm too comfortable. I'm sorry. I'm gonna send it back up. I'm gonna send it back up.
That is our Zoom control.
Yeah, you can kick me out.
You have to mute her microphone.
Yeah, mute me, please.
Andrew is also our producer, so respect.
No, I respect you. Andrew, I respect you so
and
much.
Do you respect the fact that I've never shoplifted, or is that...
No, I honestly, that kind of made me...
Andrew, that's a red flag.
For you.
Yeah, okay. Honestly, I don't know if I can have you on the team.
That's a red flag. After everything that Molly said, I guess that's a red flag.
How? Okay. Fine,
so Molly, give us an example of some things that you've shoplifted as a youth.
I think that, yeah, I don't feel like I've shoplifted since I was in, like, well, no. Like, every once in a while, I think me and my friends pocket something from Target. Like, if it's, like, a bobby pin, I'm not, like, going to pay $10 for a pack of bobby pins. You know, these
So you
prices.
Taking a bobby pin or a pack of bobby
like
pins?
Like, a pack of bobby pins in my pocket. What's wrong with that? Really?
I don't think they cost $10, babe. I think they'd be, like, $3.49.
Oh, okay.
No, but I feel you on that, though.
You know
it's
what I mean?
Like, they should just be giving out bobby pins for free.
I agree. My best feat was one time in high school, I did take a bowling ball out of a bowling alley. That was pretty cool.
How did you do that? What's wow. the... Give us the...
I
the
put
oceans.
It...
Ocean's Nine or whatever.
I think I like put it in my shirt or something. Or I was wearing a big sweatshirt, so they thought I was like thicky. I was thickums. No, just kidding. They thought I was like that.
You were thickums.
They thought
Wait, what do you want to do with a bowling ball?
I don't know. My friends were like, take it.
Just
and I was
take
like,
it.
Okay.
do you usually listen to your friends when they tell you to do stuff?
Oh my God.
It depends if it's gonna be a funny story or not later.
Well, I like that energy. That feels good. That feels about right. That feels like you're up our alley with that.
Yeah.
I want to
Because we're always here
for
the story.
But I want to know what you did with the bowling ball.
I think it was in my room, and then I gave it to my... Like, we kind of, like, passed it around. It's like an inside joke, you know? Like, I gave it to my friend Annie afterwards, I feel like, or something like that.
Annie,
no.
Are you okay?
Annie, are you okay?
Shout out to Annie. She's probably going to listen to this.
Are you okay? Okay, Molly. So, Molly, if you don't become our assistant intern, whatevs, what else would you be doing with your life? This is not your only option. Do you have other things out there that's available for you?
I sure hope so. I am currently receiving a BFA in acting and playwriting. So, you know, what I like to say is I'm getting a degree in waitressing. Can't wait. Mm-hmm. So I will soon be busing those tables. Yeah. And I love improv, sketch. I do want to do stand up, but I've never done it. I'm too scared. But I'm the vice president of my improv team.
I'm on
my sketch team.
You're the Kamala Harris of your improv team?
I'm like, crying. Mama. You want to do stand-up comedy? Like, I just, why? Well, I mean, you hear us complain for years about it. And you still want to
do it? Well, I think you guys should have your own show. I'm confused how you don't have your own show. But I would like to have my own show as well.
We too are also confused.
Well, hold on. You said you're a playwright. If you were going to write a play for me and Sydney, what would that look like?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I would want to write a play for you. I think I would want you guys to write the play.
It's not I don't know if you're going to be that assistant. Yeah.
Well, I why? What would I have? Like, I don't want to be
your
voice.
Well, what
voice.
Are you doing with the degree, Molly?
Okay, I will write the play. If you really want me to write it, I will write it, and I would write an excellent play.
Hypothetical.
Okay, hypothetical.
You said you're getting the BFA. You said you're in playwriting.
Yeah.
I just asked, quick follow-up, if you were going to write a play about me and Sydney, what would it be
Give me the opening scene, at least.
Yeah.
It
What's
would
the
be
first scene?
You guys... Like, you two besties on the subway, and something, like, funny happens, and, like, I feel like I'm walking into a trap. Anything I say, you guys are going to make fun
of. No. I'm just saying, like, you know, if you want to be an assistant, or you want to, like, talk on behalf of us, I need, like, some passion. You got to be able to sell.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to get your point of view. I'm trying to see how creative you are. And at us, which makes me feel like you.
Well, I just, in this,
I'm feeling very protective of you both right now. And the fact that, Molly, you put Sydney on the subway when Sydney notoriously
Hates the subway. I know. You love your oobs. Yeah. And you love your, oh my God, you know what the opening scene would be? Because I know that Sydney loves a shared Uber ride and loves to tea about the people who are in the Uber. So it would definitely be some shit where Sydney gets into, what's it called? An Uber pool.
You don't even know what it is. Okay.
Yes, I do know what it is. It just hasn't existed in a long time. And I do take the train. I'm a college student. Right. Okay. It would be like you getting into an Uber pool and something crazy would happen with the other people. And like maybe it could be like the audience thinks that like the story is going to be about the two people that's the Uber, like there's some dramatic breakup happening in the Uber pool or something. So the audience is like, oh, it's going to be about this couple breaking up, but then it ends up being about Sydney. And then Sydney says some funny ass shit about it, gets out of the oops, goes to Marie, is like, this just happened to me. And then their whole adventure ensues. Of them,
it's giving Madea shares a car. I don't love
Tyler Perry present.
Madea shares a car.
I tried my best. It's
about Sydney in a car. I don't know if people want to watch it play about people.
That's not that you asked for the opening scene. Marie.
The opening, I asked for the opening.
Okay, Sydney asked for the opening scene.
I don't think that I would pay my money to watch that, but like,
damn. Okay, but we can spitball. We can workshop it.
Yeah, I'm here for the workshop. You know, we're always, and this could be an open mic for you. you know, I just, Molly, I really do like you, and I like how persistent you are, and you know, it's okay that you want to do something for free. We all started doing stuff for free.
That's what I'm saying.
And then we realized, our value, and they were like, I'm not gonna fucking do free stuff anymore. But you know, this is how you started off.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that people are like, who would work for free? Like, who would be this desperate for work? And I'm like, have y'all ever met anybody in any form of the arts? All are this desperate. And sorry that, okay. Oh, back to what I was saying before. Yes. To some degree, I do want to, quote unquote, become you guys as much as you guys. Just listen.
Girl, I got a clip.
No. Listen. Please let me say my piece. May I finish my sentence?
You, a young beige woman from Utah, wants to I know. Two black women from New York.
No. You're not letting, in the same way that you guys had idols in the comedic sphere who
did
you guys
Marie?
No, we did not.
Okay,
I don't think so.
Sorry,
I don't believe in idolizing.
Okay, sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, I suck. Like,
no,
you
don't
say
suck,
you suck.
Molly.
But Molly, are you straight? Say. Are you queer? Are you what's happening? What's sexual orientation?
She says she's straight.
She's straight.
This is a sore subject. No, it's not a sore subject at all. I'm just kidding.
What do you like?
No, I don't want to be the white girl who's like, I'm straight, but I wish I was gay. Even though I am that white girl, low-key, because I hate men so deeply. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's use that. You hate men so deeply. When a man has wronged you, what's an example of something that you've done for revenge? Give us Molly's revenge on men that she hates.
This is an example of your character. So be smart.
Sydney, I didn't need you to say that. I actually didn't want her to.
Sorry.
Molly, a man wrongs you. What do you
do? So let's see. I honestly, you know what? I've called men, I've just called them really mean names. I call them
like what?
Yeah.
Nasty pig. Swine, piece of shit, go fuck yourself. I don't know. Like, okay. You want to know the most recent example of a man?
Yeah. Yes. What happened?
Give
why?
Us the
why?
Backstory.
Yeah, what happened?
Okay, so let's just say I did have a high school boyfriend that, you know, I was dating like after high school on and off. Like, you know, that stupid shit where you just try to hold on to the past.
Foolish.
What did he look like? Who would play him in a movie?
I don't know. I mean, there's not very many Vietnamese actors.
Oh,
Vietnamese.
Was he a Vietnamese Zac Efron
type?
Yeah, he was okay. He's fine. He's fine.
All right, I like that.
Not fine.
He's like he's like a fuck boy. Like he's a slut. Ooh. He's
does he dance? Does he dance? Was he be
at a
like
party.
Channing Tatum? Would he be like step up five?
No.
Okay.
But
okay.
He's.
What,
I
what
love
a leading question.
This is right. The thing Sorry. About.
Right. I was like, see, you want him a
that's
Jabba
so
walkie?
Random.
Oh, no.
This
no.
is my thing, guys. I hate an indie boy. I hate a boy with the same interests as me. Like, I love a jock. I love a himbo. I love a finance bro.
Himbo.
Like a male,
a man
a male
bimbo.
Bimbo.
A dumb, I love it. A dummy.
But they're very hot. I'm very superficial. I need
a
my
hot
men,
dummy.
I
okay,
need my
so
men
you're dating
sexy.
This foine Vietnamese Jabberwocky. And how long?
On and off. On and off. Like, on and off since, like, yeah, for since, like, 2017.
Okay.
But he still lived in Utah, so it was hard. And it was not good. And eventually, he's probably going to listen to this.
Great. We love it. Come on.
Hey,
I'm
boo.
Into it.
Hey, boo.
Hey, babe.
And then we broke up. He and my best friend started fucking. Like, the second we broke up, we're fucking each other for months. Everyone was lying to me about it.
Wait, this is Annie. Are you okay?
No, this
Wait.
Is not Annie.
No,
oh,
no,
my
this
God.
Is not Annie.
No.
Annie would never.
Annie would never.
Annie would not do that. What was her name? Charlotte?
I'm not saying her name. She does not deserve that.
Okay, all right. You're right. We don't give those hoes a platform. You're
like
right.
Her
You're
name,
right.
I feel like her name was Rochelle or something like that.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
Utah?
Okay, so oh, wow. Rochelle or Rachel? Okay.
Michelle.
I'm not saying anything. I don't want to get for the attention.
Right. Okay. So wait. How did you find out?
Oh my God, it was the biggest tea ever, guys. So basically.
Okay, drop it. Come on.
So like she actually broke down to my best friend, Nicole, and was like, but she broke down to Nicole, not because like she felt bad for me, but because she was in love with him. And I have evidence to believe that like we were never friends and she was like
couldn't be. You couldn't possibly be friends.
No.
If as soon as you broke up with him, she was
I feel
under
like
him.
She yeah, I feel like the whole time she was friends with me, she was just trying to get at him. So yeah, that's lurking. Been a big trauma for me. There's a lot of other
It's a trigger. It's a trigger.
Yeah.
Yes. But what did you do in retaliation,
baby? In retaliation, actually, this is kind of iconic. She actually, coincidentally, I had hung out with her like 2 days before. And oh my God, wait, this is big tea. I forgot about this. So said ex-boyfriend, his older brother is kind of a big fashion designer in like Brooklyn. Okay. He designs for I'm not gonna name drop.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
You,
yeah,
don't
you
need
could
to.
Do
that. But
drop it in the group chat.
In the group chat. I'll let you guys know who it is. But she comes to hang out with and I'm a witch, okay? I am a witch. So I have
Excuse me?
What?
I'm a witch.
You're talking to two black Christian women. Witch? What?
Okay, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Yes.
I'm like You know, I just like I'm a witch. Like that's all I'm gonna say about it. I have an amazing intuition. Amazing, like impeccable.
Okay, but you didn't know that your ex was.
I did. I did know. Talking. I would ask him all the time. Like I like 3 weeks after we broke up, I called him like in the middle of the night, and I was like, "I know you're fucking her," and he was like, "No, I'm not." Like literally the second we broke up, I was like, "I know you're gonna fuck her," and he was like, "No,
you,
I would never. I would never.
You
I would
knew.
Never."
What?
I knew.
How did
happen.
You? Wait, why? Is she hot too? Or
well,
did
she
you
was,
feel
the they
chemistry?
Were just like, they were just, they like emotionally cheated on me during the relationship. Like, cause it was the type of thing where like the three of us would, I'll never do this again. But
no.
The three of us would hang out together all the time and they were like best friends. And one time I went on vacation and they had a sleepover.
Bitch,
oh, sis. It's not
Molly.
Like the intuition is not that good.
I know. Okay,
yeah.
No. In the words of Beyonce, what's worse, being jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? More like being walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. And I thought it was worse to be jealous, but I should have listened to Beyonce. It's better to be should've. Crazy.
Okay, so
I
mean, does not listen to Beyonce. I'm putting that. That's, I'm,
yeah, yeah. That, you should put that
that's,
down.
That's at the top
I've
of
learned.
The list.
I've
that's
learned,
the top
though.
Of the list.
But can't you see from that I have learned to always listen to Beyonce?
I know that you learned to not answer the question. What did you do to get back?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, one of the things I did a lot of things, but one of the things I did was, so I had gone to hang out with her 2 days prior. She was still lying straight to my face, like an absolute sociopath. And she comes to hang out with me when I already have my suspicions. And I actually, before I picked her up, before me and my friend picked her up, I turned to my friend Sam. I'm like, yeah, like, you know, I don't, like, I want to forgive her. Like, I don't think anything's going on between them. I'm just going to let it go. I'm going to let it go, you know? And we go to pick her up, and she comes, she gets into the car with a giant bag that that's designed by my ex's brother. Like, and that, and they're, like, hard to get. Like, you know, it's a fancy brand. It's not Telfar. I wish it was a Telfeezy. That'd be sick. Okay, no.
She said Vietnamese.
Yeah. But Telfar might have, you know, people on the team that help pick colors and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I absolutely cannot. Wow. Salt Lake.
Molly, I need you to be more on the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello. And also drop the names in the group chat. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Okay.
In the Zoom.
Okay, yeah. Well, but basically, so she gets into the car with, like, and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, even if they aren't fucking, like, that's kind of rude, like, to come exes.
Did you ask about
that? I didn't say anything. Come on. I know that I should have. But this is 2 days before I find out. And that night she confessed to my friend. But get this. She accidentally left the bag in my car. So I find this out. The next day that I find this out, I call my best friend Grace. I'm like, girl, let's go. She speeds over to my house. Grace, shout out. I fucking love you. You're my bitch. Okay, so she comes over to my house, hops in my car. We speed over to this bitch's house. And my friend, bounces out of the car and, like, throws. She has a ring. Okay, the girly, the ex-best friend, has a ring doorbell. So she saw this whole thing. She throws the contents of the bag onto the porch and, like, it went all over the place, runs back, keeps the fancy bag, runs back to the car. We speed away. And then this bitch has the audacity to text me afterwards and say, oh, like, she sends another, like, super empty apology text, like, I'm so sorry. And then at the end of it goes, but can I please have that bag back? It was a present from his older brother, and, like, I really want it, blah, blah, blah. She asked for the damn bag back.
Ooh, that was a roller coaster.
Yeah, I was on edge. I had anxiety. I thought, like, you poisoned her. Like, I don't know. Yeah. That was a lot.
It sounds like Grace did all the revenging and you just sat in the car.
You were sitting on your passenger side of your best friend's ride.
I was.
Trying to holler at her.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you're not good at revenge, it seems like.
Well, I'm not. I mean, I feel like that's better for you guys. I'm not, like, a mean, malicious person.
Well, you also said in the process that you're a witch, so I don't know why they would want, so sorry, but...
I wrote that down. I wrote in quotes, I am a witch.
Marie, you have to take
a picture of the notes that you have over there.
Take a picture of the notes. You know. I'm not a witch in a bad way.
So no, but that's what y'all all say. And you went by all, you know.
I understand that.
You mollies are always talking about, we're going to do a seance. We just going to burn some paper with some intentions on it. It's nothing crazy.
No.
But you left it. You said you were a witch. And then when asked to elaborate, you didn't elaborate. I'm just, like, confused.
I do tarot. Okay. I'm like, but I don't even want to, like, claim that very much because
everybody does tarot.
Everyone does tarot. Like, I don't want to claim that much. Like, people are going to come for me if I try to.
Y'all are using Uno cards. Yeah. As tarot cards. I have a
playing deck behind me. Like,
talking about this is the wild card of cups. And that means.
To be honest, I do tarot, but then I Google what it means on the internet. Like, I'm not even.
Okay, so you shuffle cards with pictures on them.
That's exactly what you do. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
Molly, what is the most Molly thing about you? Okay. What's the most Molly thing about you? Like, if you were actually, you know what, just answer that question and then I'm gonna Like, what's the thing that you feel like we need to know? More importantly, the listeners that you used to be one of also.
I think like a good way for me to describe myself is like the Utah version of Alana Glazer. I do think that's very me. I think another good way to describe myself, my Spotify thing was like, you know, the Spotify stupid things everyone was sharing because everyone wants to, know how cool they are. Yeah. Or like the most recent ones that were like, only you would listen to this artist after this artist. Mine was like, only you would listen to Nicki Minaj after George Harrison. And I was like, yeah, I guess so.
The range. The range.
The range.
George Harrison.
You're a Barb.
I don't. Here's the thing. Again, same with the witch thing. Do not want to claim Barbdom. That is a little intense. The Barbs will come for me. I am a ginormous fan of female rap. That's my shit.
Wow. So I'm gonna say a lyric, and you're gonna finish it.
Okay.
And also you have to tell me who it is.
Okay. I'm scared.
No, okay. Don't be scared. Sydney's the nice.
Okay.
One.
All right. I used to be scared of the. Now I throw lips to the.
Sydney.
Handle it.
Sydney. Sydney.
What?
I'm gonna. See, this is why I can't. I don't want to claim anything ever again.
Sydney, I am cool.
Wait, I don't know. Guys, I'm sorry.
I used to be scared of the. Now I throw.
Guys, please tell me. Please.
It's Little Kim.
Oh.
She wouldn't know that she's a Barb, sis.
Yeah, that's
I'm not
right.
a Barb. I do love Little Kim.
But also, you're 21. You're 21. Just a, but if you can't say that you love Little Kim, though.
I do love Little Kim.
That. She didn't say Little Kim.
She
did. You did.
She said I do love Little Kim. She did say she loves Little Kim.
But I
don't do that.
Yeah. But I don't know, like, I don't, yeah, I definitely don't know her as well as, like, Meg or Cardi or, you know.
Oh, okay. Right, she's 21. I mean, it makes sense. It checks out. Molly, what would you say is some of your strengths and what would you say is your greatest weakness? We're treating this like a job interview now.
Damn.
Now.
Let's
Sydney's
see.
Doing rap lyrics and I'm like, okay, but tell us. Tell us. I used to be scared of the dick. Okay.
Oh.
That is a Little Kim.
I'm gonna memorize all the lyrics to that, okay?
No, you don't have to do that, friend.
Okay. I won't. Anyways, I'd say my biggest weakness.
Mm-hmm. I love that you're starting off with your weakness.
That's good.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Strategic. Because
that means we're ending with strength.
Yeah.
My biggest weakness is a sexy man. No, just kidding. No, my biggest weakness is my choice in men. That's my biggest weakness.
Okay.
Oh.
Or it's also that I am kind of, like, I'm a lot. Like, that's the thing that, my friends were like, my friends were like, you know, it's she comes off as creepy, but she's not creepy. She's just kind of like suffocating and a lot, but like in a good way. Stop.
Suffocating in a good
Marie,
way.
Like
in
a Marie, Jewish way. You're writing way. That down. Write
in
it
a
down.
Jewish way. It's my
suffocating
heritage.
In a Jewish way.
Yes.
Okay.
It's my people. Yeah. It's my heritage.
I didn't even know there were Jewish people in Utah, so I am.
There are. Yeah. I'm the only one.
That's and I didn't know right that. There. I didn't know that Jewish people were suffocating. Didn't know that either.
It's like Jewish culture to be like stuffy and like.
And also for you to say that you're the Alana Glazer of Utah or whatever, that means you're the only Jewish woman there. So like process of elimination.
No. That's not true. No. Okay. There.
Andrew is on you today. He's Andrew, on you like white on
Nancy
rice. He's not playing.
Drew, Jesus.
Andrew.
Nancy Drew, upset.
Nancy Andrew. Nancy Andrew.
Yes. I mean, honestly, Andrew's on yes, but, you know, Sydney's asking these little lowball questions. So, okay, so your weakness is your taste in men, okay?
My taste in men, I would say I'm very anxious. That's also a weakness. I have anxiety.
Okay. Well, sis, welcome to the club.
Okay.
Now, what period. What would you say is your strength or your strengths are?
My strengths are that I'm a people person. I'm cute as a button. Am I not? I'm cute.
I would say cute in a she gonna try to be my friend and then steal my man kind of.
Fuck you.
The strength is the weakness. The strength and the weakness are connected. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Like I wouldn't let you be my babysitter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's kind it's of giving, a compliment.
Compliment. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Okay.
Strange compliment. compliment. Anybody else have any interview style questions for?
Sydney's
new assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you plan to get out of being our assistant, and how long would you want to do it for?
I feel like, what I would get out of it is very clear to me. Like, I want to see how, like, I think that, like, where you guys are in the industry is, like, really cool. I think, like, the specific, like, specifically what you guys do is very, like, it's, I like your guys' style of comp, or I think you guys are the best stand-ups in New York City. No cap. Definitely.
No cap.
Sorry. No cap.
Write that down in the list.
I'm sorry. No cap. I can't believe I said that.
She said no
cut
cap.
It out.
No
Andrew,
cap.
You take that out. I'm
sorry. No.
I'm not too asking for edits.
Molly is so comfortable here.
Sorry, I'm too comfortable. Yeah. J-Door.
Thank you. J-Door.
I definitely think you guys are the best stand-ups. I want to see, like, how you guys do it in a non-creepy way, in a non-single white female way. I'm definitely not trying to steal your guys' jokes. Like, we could... obviously, my whole, like, thing is, like, very different than your guys' thing.
Oh, Molly, you couldn't steal our jokes. One of us is gay and the other one...
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why I didn't even think it would be a problem. But I just want to, like, see how you guys work. I want to, like, I want to be around you guys. Like,
the reason why we need an assistant, sis, is because we don't do work.
I'll do your work. I literally will do all of your work. I will... Okay.
Andrew comes in.
I have
Andrew,
a
please don't get mad at me.
Molly, I'm not mad. I'm just, again, repeating what has already been said.
Yes. Come on.
Sydney said that she would not trust you as her babysitter. And I think one of the main priorities for Sydney specifically would be looking after the cats. And so, I mean, you're already...
Wait, I thought that she meant that she wouldn't trust me as her babysitter because I would try to steal her husband.
Sydney, would
well,
you...
I'm gay, babe. So
I know, but I thought in this, you don't have kids either. Right. So that's
right.
Awesome. Wait, I do. I have two cats.
Okay, yes, you do have children. Yes, you're two cats.
Wait, you would watch my cats, or you?
Yes.
Were allergic?
No, I'm not allergic to cats. I used to live with a cat. I have a dog in Salt Lake. I take care. His name is Otis.
Oh.
Yeah, I will take care of your cats. I know how to change litter, and ooh. Shit.
Dang, Molly, you really are crazy because I'm not doing that. Change litter. Okay, so they throw in watching Sydney's cats as part of the job description. What do you think an assistant is supposed to do? Like, what do you think you would do for us?
That's a great question.
Well, I feel like, you know, you guys are always talking about how you're late to everything, about how, like, you're a mess, blah, blah, blah. Like, I will come, like, I will make sure you guys aren't a mess. Like, I'll, like, get all your shit together before the show and, like, make sure you're on time, call your Uber for you, like, be like, Marie, we gotta go, no more. And then you'll yell at me and you'll probably still be late anyways, but that's fine.
Right, exactly.
At least we were organized. If let's say you guys are, like, having a meeting, you're like, I could use some coffee. I'll say, listen, I'm going to go get the coffee. You guys are like, I have this idea. I need someone to write it down. Oh, really? You need someone to write it down? I have a pen and paper. I'll write it down right here.
Molly.
Okay. You guys need someone to write in an Excel spreadsheet? Yeah, I'll Excel spreadsheet it for you guys. You need someone to go on the Instagram and post like things.
Okay, here we go. Here's a scenario.
Wait, one more thing really quick. Also, Sydney, I see you during the shows. This is, again, going to sound like creepy, like I was stalking you. But okay. I did watch you during the shows, and you would go out, and you would, like, be taking pictures and stuff like that. It's like, no, I can do that for you, Sid. Just relax. I'll take your phone. I'll take some pictures for the gram. I'll post it for you
when
on
I'm
your video, story.
When I'm yes. videoing. Oh, yeah, that's
you should
true.
Be, you should be backstage relaxing. Drinking some water.
Sounds like you're trying to get Sydney's unlocked phone to me. Now, follow up.
It's like anything I say.
Sounds like you want to be in Sydney's house, watching her cats, changing her litter, going through her panties, and you want to be on her unlocked phone, taking pictures for Instagram.
And you want to date my girlfriend. Wow, fine. Molly.
Fine.
Sydney said, fine. You got the job, babe. So Molly, here's a scenario, hypothetically speaking, right? This dude that I'm talking to disrespects me in some way. I call you, I say, Molly, we riding up there. We ride at
Marie. Up there.
Wait, okay, Marie, you would call Molly before me?
Yes. Molly, we riding at dusk.
Yes.
We get to the house. I say, there's his drop top. Throw this thing through the back window.
Okay, ask any of my friends. That? Yes, ask any of my friends. I'm the first person. I am famous for yelling at my friends' awful ex-boyfriends. Famous for being the drug bitch who's like, stay the fuck away from her, bitch.
I'm trying to do property damage. You gonna yell at the car?
Yeah. Okay. I will throw
it. Also, you're a liability. You're a liability. You know that, right?
That's okay, well, I'm not going to get drunk at your show and, like, yell at your exes. I'm just saying if you need me to,
liability.
I am not a liability. I can handle myself.
Whenever there's a white woman around, that's a liability. So
that's fair.
Okay. And you agree. Good.
I agree.
So, Molly, you're good at yelling. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm good at yelling.
Okay. Got it. Well, I mean, I don't know, Andrew. I feel like
what do you have? What's final thoughts on Molly?
I mean, I feel as though we all know, listeners know where I stand on this. I just think it's a little bit too much coming in very heavy. It's not too far, and I really don't mean this in a very mean way. But it's not too far off from Johnny Dragon.
Oh, wow.
No, that guy was so rude.
No, yeah, but like, it's two sides of the same coin, I think, for me. Mm. Where Johnny Dragon had like a very different approach where it was like a little bit backhanded. You're coming in and I don't know. I think the stand-up thing first and foremost is what's
No. See, that's why I said in the email, I said, like, because I totally see how it comes off that way. Andrew, don't worry. I'm going to prove myself to you.
Molly, I think you could help me out. And then if you work well with me, then maybe we can slide you on over to the unofficial expert. Because I put my trust in you, girl.
Thank you, Sydney. Andrew, don't worry. Like, you're going to see, okay? I mean nothing but good, okay? I have plenty of recs. Everybody will give a rec for me. Do you guys want a rec?
I feel like you had a lot of friends. All your friends. Grace is going to give you a rec.
There were so many of your friends in the fucking DMs talking about, I know Molly. Molly is great. Molly, she means well. Yeah, Molly does a lot, but she's good. Don't worry.
See, why is that not enough for you, Andrew? Andrew, what do I have to prove to you? And also, I meant to go back and say, You were talking about my resume. They didn't read my full resume. I have a job currently. I can temporarily work in the theater office at my school. I know that's not a lot, but I'm like a secretary in the theater office at my school. My boss can recommend me. I've had many jobs. I've had many paid jobs.
Have you ever been fired from a job?
No. I've been let go. I've never been fired. I've never been fired.
Interesting. Interesting. Never been fired, always employed, but steals from Target. Red flag. Yeah. So, Andrew, those were your final thoughts.
Oh, also,
I don't have anything more to say. I don't want to say anything more.
Andrew, speak your piece. I want to hear everything you have to say.
Thank you, Molly.
I agree with Sydney. I think that you should start as Sydney's assistant. And if in 3 to 6 months she's still alive and her page hasn't been hacked, then maybe we can talk about doing something for the unofficial expert. But it just feels to me, obviously you want somebody that's excited and like a fan, but not a super fan. And somebody
I don't think
like,
I'm a super fan.
I do.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay,
I don't
roast
not
me,
think
drag
that.
Me.
I'm sorry.
It's not a drag. It's just like.
I mean, you did say that the like to the other listeners that you used to be one
you
of
used
them.
To be
so I love that.
That's super
I love
fan.
That. Tell, no, no, no. Tell these bitches use my sons. Okay. Use my sons.
No, literally.
Molly, Molly, I'm obsessed with the energy. Molly. You can't listen. You can't get anything if you don't want it bad enough.
That's
so.
What I'm saying. These people, you think I'm being crazy, but like, what have you ever met like hungry artists? Like, we have to be
crazy.
Yeah,
girl, we hungry artists. What do you
exactly.
About?
So why don't you see that, huh, Marie? Huh?
I mean, we're pretty lax, but
but we hungry though, and we're artists.
We're always hungry, actually. But we just can't get the food. So, I mean, if you ordering food for us,
I could do that.
What you ordering for the table?
Yeah.
What's your tell us?
The four of us are eating. The four of us are eating. What you ordering?
What kind of food? What kind of food?
Any restaurant. You know what we like. Yeah. You know what we like.
Okay. Let's say we're getting pizza. I'm getting us. Vodka pizza. You know, have you guys ever had that? Like, it's like vodka sauce pizza. That's what I'm getting. Have you never had it?
Wait, is there actual vodka in vodka? Because Sydney can't drink.
There's, no, but it's cooked out. The alcohol's cooked out of vodka sauce.
Okay.
Yeah, but I wouldn't eat that. I'm good.
But also, of all places that we would go eat.
I'm just thinking pizza. That was the first thing that came to mind. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
She's not really a super fan because there's questions we'd be asking about her and it'd just be going over her head.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I know you guys go to the like diners a lot, but I don't know what you're getting for the table. I don't know what I would get at the table.
You don't know what we're getting for the table? We say it all the time.
See? Guess I'm not a super fan, huh? There you go.
Molly. Girl, Molly, we in danger.
So good.
Thank you. Molly, leave us with a final thought. You know,
please.
You came in for the interview. Mm-hmm. You survived it. Mm-hmm. You look cute. It don't really look like you brushed your hair all the way before you got here. But, you know,
I love that.
So true. It's true. I never brush my hair.
What's the last thing, final thoughts you want to leave us with?
I feel like I've already tried to clear my name. I feel like, you know.
I think you did what you could.
I did what I could. Like,
you're 21 years old. You don't like.
Yeah, you guys
don't know everything.
Like the listeners are going to destroy me.
No,
they'll
be nice.
They'll be nice. I don't know.
I know that there's people in listening to this right now, and they're like. They brought her on, like all the messy shit I be messaging, and they
exactly.
brought her on.
I feel like they're gonna be mad about that. They're gonna take it out on me.
It sounds like you really are concerned about what people think about you.
Whoa!
And if you work for the unofficial expert, that's the least.
I would say that that is one of my strengths. Is I'm not that concerned about that, though. You're right. I'm just not used to internet hate. Okay. But okay. First of all, Andrew, don't you worry. We're gonna be besties. Don't even think twice about it.
That's crazy because we not even besties with Andrew, but go off, sis.
Well, I just like Andrew is very
in person for over a year, but
over a year.
Okay,
over
but
a year.
That's crazy. I have actually seen Sydney and Marie in person several times.
I'll see you both next weekend. I think it's next weekend for Sydney's show. I'll be there.
Next weekend.
We'll be reunited.
All right. Well, Molly, that was it. That was the end.
Molly, you've been fabtabulous.
Thank you guys
so
much.
You're gonna be hearing from my people because we're gonna work on a few things. I'm gonna give you a few tasks, and if you do it with flying colors, you know what I'm saying. I'll report back to the crew.
Thank you so much, Sydney. Thank you. Sydney's been the only one who rides for me. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and Sydney's the one you're going to ride up on. So that's that. She rides for you. She ride rides for you. Me. Bad Boys for Life.
Marie, I'm just going to say we're going to be besties in a non-creepy way. We're going to be besties. You just wait. Okay.
Molly, that's what I said to Marie when we first became friends, and look at us now.
Look at you guys now.
We're gonna be besties to me. Literally the fastest way for me to not be friends with somebody is for them to say, we gonna be besties.
Oh.
You say we gonna be besties, and I'm like, oh, I'm she's 86.
Okay, fine, Marie.
Well, Molly,
see.
we don't need anybody tagging you or whatever, so we're not going to ask for your social media or whatever. But we're going to keep the people updated on this Molly fiasco. Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. Heard.
Okay.
But thank you for your time, sis, and I'm going to get back to you, okay?
Please. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Good day, my love.
Please,
good day.
Save your audio and send it to Andrew when you
send it to me.
Save your audio.
I leave the Zoom.
Yeah, we're going, because we got to talk. We got to debrief.
You guys are going to talk shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Peace and love.
No, you're going to hear it this episode this week. It's going to be shit. But yeah, please save it. Thank you,
Thank
Molly.
Thank you guys so much. Bye.
We'll
send it. Send it to Andrew.
Send the audio to me. Thank you.
Bye. Please. Okay. Okay, so. We did it. We did it, Joe.
Sydney,
Molly,
I don't know what you was doing, sis. I don't know what you did, but...
What you mean?
You said we did it. What do you think that was accomplished?
I mean, she is 21. Like, she sounds like a young girl that's just interested in, you know, being involved, being a part. I mean, the stand-up thing is a turnoff. It's a complete... If I want an intern or an assistant, I want them to have absolutely despise comedy.
Well, I don't know if despise comedy is the right thing, but I don't want them to want to be a comic.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. She's definitely young. She sounds young. I mean, she gave us the strengths and weaknesses. She said, I'm a witch. She doesn't listen to Beyonce. A lot of things it was a lot of red flags for me. And Sydney's like, well, when you're a part of the team, yes. And it's like, sis, your team, let her be on your team. And if you don't get murdered by the end of this year, or
she's
you don't get doxxed by the end of the year, she's not sitting in front of your house, you know, for Women's History Month, whatever.
I'm not worried about it. I think she's cool. You know, I remember being her age, and like, I didn't have anybody that I looked up to that was so accessible. Everybody I looked up to was like legit celebrities and was not in reach, you know? So the fact that she thinks we're really cool and she could just pull up to a show and be like, hey guys, I'm interested and come on the pod. I wish I would have had that available to me when I was her age, to be honest.
Okay, I hear that. But what would you have her do for you, sis? Because I know what I need from an assistant, and I don't.
What do you need, babe? What do you need?
What do I need from an assistant? Mm-hmm. I need somebody to legit do my chores. That's what I need. That's what I need. I need somebody to like clean my house and make sure that I leave my house. I need somebody to help me respond to emails. I need somebody that's following up on stuff that I'm missing. I need mm-hmm. that.
I need you somebody to do that. I definitely need somebody. I need someone to follow up on emails and organize the emails that like what's priority and what can wait.
So that's what you want her to do for you is go through your emails.
I think I would have to start a whole new email thing
because
like giving someone your email is you do have to know them and trust them.
So you gonna start a new email so the old one's not gonna get organized?
Well, I mean, you could set up your email so that it automatically like forwards to Molly, and so Molly receives it.
Yeah. Okay.
And so like whenever you respond to an email, you can like set it up. Every time that you email someone, I'm helping out Molly's case right now, but every time that you email someone, it's automatically CCing her, so she's in the loop.
Oh, okay. I like that. I love that. Marie, you wrote that down?
No, Sydney, I didn't write that down because I don't need, that's not what I want. Like, I want somebody to help me with my emails. I need somebody to help me stay on top of the things that I am ignoring. I need people to follow up on things. I legit just need like a housekeeper slash maid. that's what I need. But I don't need her. Like, I don't want some person to just be like taking my panties to the laundromat. Like, that's, I mean, in an ideal world, I would have that. But yeah, what I need from an assistant and what Molly is offering, I feel like realistically they don't really match up. But sister,
well, I mean, I would love her. I would love for her to like take over the Instagram page and just like be more engaging. Like, I could see her being on there and actually work, like getting our numbers up, because we're just not on it enough. We don't post enough. We don't do anything.
Sure.
However, the thing that you're losing, if you were to do that, is that you're losing your specific two voices controlling the Instagram. Yeah. And so then it would be Molly's voice, and I don't know if people would enjoy that as much.
Mm. Tebow, what would you... What
big
would you,
T!
Yeah, Big T. Big T! That's Big T. I love when she says Big T.
She said Big T and gave us medium-sized tea. I said,
Oh my God. And she lost track a number of times. I was just like...
Molly got the same problem I got. The ADHD is all over the place.
She has it, yeah.
Sis,
I love
if
that.
You can't stay focused, how are you going to keep me focused?
Well, does she got the Addies? We should have asked her that.
We should ask. Damn, that was a missed opportunity.
Damn, that would have a missed opportunity.
Molly, if you got Adderall, then you could probably work for us.
Should we read one of these emails?
I don't know.
The episode is already... I have like 70 minutes.
Yeah, I got to leave. Oh, wow. I actually have to leave soon.
Okay. Are you going swimming today?
No, I'm shooting something with my friend at, I think, 2:30. So I gotta get dressed and I need to get out of here.
Oh, are you going with D?
No.
What you doing? What you showing?
Sydney, don't worry about it. I'm just doing something with my friend.
Okay. Oh, wow. Wow. That's aggressive, Marie.
I don't think that I was aggressive. Andrew, was that aggressive?
It was a little, but I also, we're in the middle of a recording, so I understand why you wouldn't want to disclose.
But also, I'm trying to leave, and you're like, let's talk about what you're doing and what you need to leave about. And it's like, I'm just...
Right.
Sydney's trying to be the assistant right now. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Sis,
okay,
what was
guys.
All these pressing questions when we was talking to Molly?
I asked her questions. What are you talking about?
You didn't ask her no pressing questions.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not pressing. Y'all are pressed. I was like, yeah, girl, come on board.
All right. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Make sure that you know when and what to wear for Sydney's wake. I don't know when it's going to be, but Molly was giving fall week. Sydney, go ahead and send us photos. Send us the photos that we need to include in the brochure.
You're sick. You're sick, Marie. Get help.
Missing poster photo. Send us.
Girl, no. That she couldn't dare. She doesn't have it in her. I'm looking at her eyes.
Well, yeah, she does not
giving,
have it.
She's giving too like all over the place to actually like fall through with the plan to murder me.
Listen, I watch a lot of Snapped, and when people snap, they just... Sometimes there's no plan. They just do what they want to do in the moment. And then it's like, what do they call it? A crime of passion. So, you know, that.
I hear you.
And really, it's like, sis, you know we cool with Alana. So how close are you trying to get to Alana? And is it through this podcast?
Oh,
so,
wow.
Sydney, you do what you want to do with your cats. But as for me and my family...
Girl, listen, if you think in 2021, I'ma let some just pedestrian beige come through and murder me as famous as I am, girl, bye.
Sydney, where was this energy?
This is what I say. All right. She said, I'm not pressed. Y'all are pressed. If you think I'm a pedestrian beige. And it's like, all right, girl. Okay. 79 minutes into the episode, Sydney's like, oh, yeah, but I wouldn't let that happen. But 7 minutes into the episode, you were like, sis, when can you start?
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with her starting. And I also believe that she is not capable of murdering me or doing some dumb shit. Like,
okay.
I agree on that front.
I feel like yes, she is a lot, but as a person who also identifies as a lot, I see right through it. She's just eager.
Okay.
Sweet girl.
Okay.
She might not know how to be an assistant all the way, but you got to learn somewhere. And where this is the best place to start, because we don't even know what the fuck we doing either.
That we definitely don't know what we're doing. But I'll tell you what, if you give that girl your phone at the Knitting Factory to take video, she's sending Alana Glazer's contact info to herself.
Oh, absolutely.
She is fully, hey, Alana Glaze, I'm you, but you taught you. And it's like, Sydney gave me your number. Yeah. My bestie Sydney gave me your number. And
You think so?
No,
bestie and a testy. All right, maybe you're right. Okay, I'll think about it. I mean, the people were very concerned in the DMs, and they were like, definitely have her on because it's messy, but don't hire her. So
I think they have even more of a reason to be concerned after this episode.
After this, you think?
I think so.
All right. Well, in the comments, well, let us know.
Let us know what you think. Obviously, we're going to post it to Maine. Be nice.
Give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down in terms of hired or fired. We just want
don't be rude. Just be kind. Respond how you would like to see it if you were Molly. How about that?
But they're not Molly because right. Molly's apparently...
Because she used to be one of them. So respond like you listen to the
unofficial... I loved when she said that.
Respond like you listen to the Unofficial Expert podcast, okay? Hired or fired, do what's on your heart and try to be nice because she will see them, but also...
It did really take me out when she said, I'm surprised that no one else is doing this. And I'm like, doing what? Free work? I don't understand. I don't get it.
She says she do improv. That was a red flag for me.
Andrew, now you know, we all know that, you know, us talking about money, listen, we're not always getting paid what we deserve. It's not free, but sometimes damn near.
Yes.
So let's be kind on the money talk, because we've done a couple of things for peeps that we're like, bitch, what? How did I get wrapped up in this?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Humble me.
No, I'm actually humbling myself as well.
Yeah. Andrew, you did great work today, truly.
You did. You was on it. And we will give you the token of the day. Token of the day for really stepping up and making sure that our safety is first.
I don't know what token of the day is. I didn't know we was doing that. But this is clearly the first day that's happened. But I do need to wrap this up, friends.
Okay.
And I see Sydney laying back fully on the couch, comfortable. I'm not recording that a second episode. Sans Molly. Guys, obviously, let us know what you think in the comments. Rate, comment, subscribe. And if you're Molly's friend, you know, we can tell by how you respond.
Yeah, and if you're Molly's friend, leave Big T in the comments. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @foreverdogteam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.